This is Jason Nemiro, and you're listening to yet another kind of post-closeout Cohen Meander recording. Oh, thought about me, I guess. So, having some fun, doing some meandering. This morning I had to take a tire off the truck. Totally flat. Take it in, get it patched, put it back on. So it made me start thinking. I've told people for a long time that I am one of the laziest people I know, but I said, but I'm kind of a lazy workaholic. But people go, well, that's a contradiction in terms. And you go, I don't think so. So maybe I need to explain myself when I talk about these kinds of things. Because a lot of people say, oh, when you say you're lazy, you're really not. And it's like, no, I am. If I can figure out a simple way to solve a problem, I will. I don't like having to go back and redo things. So I try to make the solution, it's a good way to say it, last as long as it can. Oh, and I'm very cheap. I think cheap and lazy go together. They might call me Yankee thrifty in the South. You would have called it nigger rigged, which doesn't look good, doesn't look professional, but it does the job. And that's rude. I think I should also call it Southern engineering, which is a euphemism for doing something cheap and kind of ugly. And, that's how I tend to work. Cheap and ugly. And lazy. You know? Getting out and going to a hardware store, doing all that research to get the right piece. No, I'm perfectly willing to do research to get the right piece of equipment. Cheap though I may be, it usually is for the cheap, although I've gotten good about not taking the cheapest thing. But I have a tendency to do the second cheapest. The cheapest one is really inferior. The second cheapest one may be two or three other things, like an old model that's still just as good, but it's just not trendy. It's not trendy. So, I do things like that. I guess I gotta technically give some examples. When I moved into my current house, which was formerly bought by my mother, and she had lived in it for, I don't know. I'm not quite sure it was 10 years. It may have been 10, but I think it might have been a little bit less. Anyway, doesn't matter. It had kind of an interesting little side building that was kind of, the actual fence of the lot formed, two sides of this thing. And it was called the boxcar. And whoever was in this, whoever built this thing was really short. And, they'd gone to a lot of effort to build this thing. My mom called it the boxcar. And of course, when we first moved in, we called it that. Pretty quickly, though, I said, you know, okay, at first it was kind of a combination, carport, what's a good way to talk about it? Combination carport, and then there was this walkway and a covered walkway between the front yard and the backyard. You know, and it had a little fence opening there that isn't really obvious. And then it also had, yeah, okay, so I kind of described it. It was weird in that it actually had kind of a three-level roof on it. There was one that was kind of the cover of the fence, and it only went up to like the top of the fence. And that was, what, about 6 feet tall, maybe? I can see over it. I'm only 6'3"? Anyway, 6'2". And then there was the middle section, which was kind of the walkway. And it was maybe 6.5 feet tall. And then the actual carport wasn't more than maybe 5 feet tall. It was basically tall enough for a small vehicle, and you could pull a small vehicle into it. My mom had put a nice big three-car carport, metal one, over the car's jiggling funny. Oh, anyway. A three-car carport kind of not attached to it, but nestled right up against the back of it. So its usefulness for being a little bit of a carport kind of went away for the fact that you could just park a car underneath it. My mom used the carports. One side of the carport was for an actual car, and she had benches and work shelves and a little bit of storage underneath it. Not real storage, just kind of putting stuff underneath it. I didn't really like that. It was kind of tacky. And then under another part, she had kind of did it wasn't really kind of a gazebo thing, but it had the kind of aspects that a gazebo would have. You know, it had benches under there, and they would come do that. And every once in a while, she would have family things, and she would use that area over there. She had a fire pit, so she could cook over there, too. And my whole point was, the first plan, of course, which was the one that Lisa always likes, because my dear Lisa love, the pea princess, the marvelous one, the one to whom I am joined, and she probably kind of goes, God, I wish I could get this guy to straighten up a little more. I think she's kind of left a lot of this stuff basically alone. So that, you know, and am I a disorganized guy? Yes, I'm horrible. I have mostly collected things over the years. Sometimes I buy stuff, usually I don't. And yeah, everything I have kind of works that way. I always have the wrong tool for the job, but I press it into service and make it work, or tear it up using it for some reason that it was never intended. Anyway, so on this, I ended up taking the whole thing and turning it into the shed. What I actually did was I boosted up all of the roofs. There was three roofs on it, and I boosted all of them up until they were basically level with each other. It worked pretty good the way they had done it. It's a corrugated metal roof, and I was able to take the whole thing up and the corrugation basically meshed okay. I was really quite happy because I'm sure it wasn't really built that way. With just a little bit of jimmying with it, I made it work. Boosted the whole thing up, which meant that I had to kind of add some extra material around the outside to make up for all the openings. At first I didn't do that, and then later on I went around and put some cheap corrugated stuff in there, but the winds tended to just tear it off and get rid of it. Because galvanized corrugated stuff has gotten much cheaper and flimsier over the years. If I could buy somebody's old shed that had old corrugated on it, that would be fantastic, because then I could actually seal that whole situation up a whole heck of a lot better. It's tempting to look around for some. Otherwise, I'd bought some really cheap sheathing, which is basically just cardboard paperish type stuff, and put it up around the outside, and that makes it, it makes it okay. I had put in a bunch of paver stones down there to kind of make it so it was a little nicer. And I did that all in the course of, the basic huge part of the job, which was lifting up the roof, which I ended up not actually needing a lot of help for it. I just rigged a little bit of a jack, two by fours with a 2x4 across the top of it, and you would go and you would push that up, and that would push up the actual roof, and you can make the adjustments to make it the height that you wanted it. And then once it was there, you use screws or nails. I use screws, I think, to make it work okay. It went really well. I was really, really happy with it. Anyway, so it's not very weather tight, and since now we've kind of started using our Goldilocks house more for storage, at some point I might actually move all the stuff out of that storage building into the house next door. I'm a little bit nervous about doing that simply because I'm having a whole nother house. I've got the electricity turned on over there. That's kind of positive. I don't think it costs me any more than power in my other house. They kind of put the two things together, and it functions as one service, so it doesn't particularly bother me. We had worked on getting water going, but that ultimately became was going to become number one, really expensive, and I was going to have to do a lot of going to have to fix a lot of plumbing. Plumbing's expensive and a lot of work, and it was like, I don't really want to have this house with plumbing, because it costs, you know, it costs, for everything that goes with it, it costs about $100 whether you really use water or not. And it's like, I don't want to pay $100 a month for a place that basically sits empty. And so my whole plan has always been, although I gotta say that both of my twin sons at different times and for relatively long stretches, stayed in the Goldilocks house. You know, you can do almost anything with electricity. If you need to heat something, you can heat it. If you need to cool it, you can cool it with electricity. You don't want to do it long term, and you don't want that to be a real feature of life. So our rent for our kids had to kind of account for the fact that it was going to cost a little bit more because it was all done with electricity. Anyway, so yeah. But it was perfectly fine for temporary housing. And those guys stay there and live there pretty much, and they come over to our house to go to the bathroom and take showers and stuff like that. And it was a system that actually worked pretty decently. It wasn't too obnoxious. I don't know how not obnoxious it was for the twins, but certainly cheaper than other things, and fit into the 1927 rules, which is at 19 you have to start kicking in we usually call it room and board, and you know, and it took into we mostly set it by how much, you know, there was no home insurance tied to it, utilities, which is electricity, and what else? That's pretty much it. Electricity and things like that. And kicking in for the amount of food that you eat. Of course, they would often go out and get their own food because they had their own preferences besides what their mother cooked for them. So, but that food was always available. We always cooked enough so they could eat with us. And stuff like that. So, it made it really nice for that. And there was no reason to stop using it that way. So there's beds still in there, and there's still an old, refrigerator, microwave, hot plate, stuff like that. You could actually live over there, and you wouldn't have to come over to our place except to go to the bathroom. But they were usually working, and they could go to the bathroom where they worked. So they would usually come and do showers. And, you know, that was perfectly fine. Boy, let me tell you, though, I got to say that I saw our water bill there toward the end of this situation. I'm trying to think when the last son finally decided he was taken off, or not finally, but decided he was taken off. He, a couple of months before he did that, man, my water bill was huge. Of course, we were watering the garden, and, we had a third person taking showers, and it tended to take kind of long showers. Ugh. My philosophy has become slowly that longer showers are cheaper than therapy. I don't know if that's actually true. Haven't actually scoped it out because people take long showers every single day. You don't want them to get into that habit because it is. It's really expensive. Like, I think it costs us like an extra $50 a month for this taking long showers business. Ugh. So anyway, it doesn't matter. It was kind of like that. But yeah, am I kind of a lazy guy? Sure. A industrious, beauty-oriented, nice-looking kind of a person would spend thousands of dollars for what I probably only spent maybe $100, $200 to take what was already present and make it more acceptable for things that needed to be done, and taking advantage of the fact that I have an abandoned house next door and I take care of the taxes and we mow the lawn over there to keep the city happy, and that's pretty much it. And you go in there and you go, boy, this place isn't very well organized. And you go, no, not really. It says it's mostly storage for things. I've got a few pieces of furniture over there. When Lisa and I upgraded our couch and our love seat in our front room, the old ones went into the Goldilocks house. And I don't think my twins ever used them. All the stuff is there. If one of my other kids decide to come and stay for a few months because they were between circumstances or something, it would, you know, they would have all kinds of material available to make a pretty good living situation. They'd still have to come over for showers and go into the bathroom in the middle of the night and stuff like that. But it's all there. I still gotta fix up my oldest son, Matt. We got a futon for him, for his bedroom. He used to have a bed, but it took up a lot of space, and it wasn't much for living. So Matt's got a bedroom in the cottage, which is what we call our main house, the cottage, because it really is. It's quite small. If it's 1,000 square feet, that would be pushing it. I think that the house over at the other, our Goldilocks house is under 1,000. It may be 850 square feet. Anyway, so ended up being a nice thing. Lazy? Yeah. All I did was contact the person who was the last person of record who had the deed to the house. I said, would you mind, in exchange for us taking care of the thing and paying your taxes, do you mind us using the house for storage? And they said, oh, great. And they told us how to break into it, even though I had broken into it 2 days before. It has serviced us so well, all for the cost of $500 a year in taxes and whatever it costs for us to mow the place. And I don't know, we may have to pay $10 a month maybe for the whole fact that it's got electricity next door. Anyway, so there's that. Fun. What more can be said? Oh, let's see what else I can think of to tell you. So yeah, I'm cheap. I am lazy, which is basically, I'll think through something before I actually start doing it. So I have to take less effort to do it. And I always economize. Always. Always, always, always. Never stop doing that kind of stuff. That's really all I've got to talk about is the fact that, yeah. And I'm not trying to make myself look better. It says, yeah, do things look kind of plasty in my world? Is it rather embarrassing? I'm really not interested in trying to impress other people, anything like that. It says, I do what needs doing. I keep things going. I do what's required to a certain extent. And I often question what's required. Regardless, that's all I got for this one. So I don't know what I'm going to call this one. Cheap and lazy. It's probably what I'm going to call it. So as soon as I get off of this more traveled back road that's actually got people on it, I'm going to get on a side road and I can go ahead and put the new title on there. And this is what I basically do, and then I'll upload it to the Internet Archive because I'm cheap. And so, have a great day. Bye.